love this.
Make someone's Christmas with Kendra Lyons.
Now, I've got Beth on hold right now. She nominated and emailed me about her friend and the really terrible 2016 that she's had. And we're going to try and get her on the line now. We know that she's at work because Beth has made sure that she's going to take our call tonight. She's at work in Herne Bay. Let's give her a call.
Afternoon, Bayside Tires.
Hi there, can I speak to Samantha, please?
Speaking.
Samantha, please stick with this. My name's Rob Wills and I'm calling from KMFM. Can I just put somebody else on the phone with us for 2 seconds? Right, hello everyone.
Hello.
Right,
hello.
I should have Samantha and I should have Beth on the phone.
Oh yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Beth.
You alright?
Yeah.
Now, Samantha, you've got no idea why Beth and I are calling you, no?
I have absolutely no idea, no.
So, Samantha, can I read you the email that Beth sent me?
Is it going to make me cry?
I think it might make me and you cry, to be honest.
Oh, gosh.
Samantha is a good friend of mine, and her husband and their two boys had the perfect life until this year. Sam, you tell us a little bit about John.
Oh, God. What can I say about John? Genuinely one of a kind guy. You know, everybody... I don't really know what to say, to be honest. He was just a great person. Everybody loved him. Absolutely. I don't really know what to say.
Samantha, how old was John?
34. Yeah.
Earlier on this year in September, he lost his battle with cancer, right?
Yeah.
Beth says John was the love of her life and was one of the souls of our local town, Herne Bay.
Yeah.
She says John was loved by everyone and unfortunately has left a beautiful wife and his two boys, Jay and Bradley, behind.
Yes, very, very devastated, yeah. Jay and Bradley, up and down, as you can imagine. I've had a lot of time off school.
Yeah.
Just bought a new puppy to try and, you know, light into the life. But yeah, they're up and down, you know, good days, bad days. And just struggling to understand, really. He always came out of hospital, always came home, and it's why he didn't this time.
Beth goes on to say that after the struggle they've had, a little bit of joy in their lives would be amazing this Christmas. Thank you for reading.
Oh, Beth.
Samantha, we were chatting to the guys at Kent Reliance, who this year have teamed up with us again for Make Someone's Christmas, and I was talking to a really close friend of mine who lost their dad when he was 15. Just wanted to get away. We just wanted to spend some time together as a family, out of the way, and just kind of regroup and spend some quality time together. And then it got me thinking. I thought, well, what if we were to send you, Jay, Bradley, and Frank to Centre Parks to have some time together just as a family?
Oh, gosh. Oh. Are you joking? Oh, my goodness. I don't really know what to say. Thank you. Thank you, Beth.
Beth, thank you so much for nominating Samantha.
Thank you so much. Like, it's going to be absolutely wonderful for the kids.
John would have loved it, you know he would.
I know.
From everybody here at KMFM, we hope that you can have the best Christmas that you possibly can have this year at this difficult time. But Beth, thank you so much. And Samantha, hopefully...
No, thank you for reading it anyway.
It's all right, you're welcome.
Sam, happy Christmas, mate.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
No,
I don't really know what to say. I'm kind of speechless at the moment. My son is in front of me and he's got a big smile on his face. So you think you can tell.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Good. Samantha, Merry Christmas, Beth. Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you ever so much. That's pretty surreal. Thank you. A bit speechless, that's the word. Last call I was expecting. I'm shaking. Yeah, that's amazing.